You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and my very special guest today is Dr. Victor H. Fisher. Welcome back to the program. Now, what I've got to illustrate to the audience here is also you have quite an in-depth knowledge of not only the functions of the brain and its layout and all that, but also how humans behave. And one of the interesting conversations we had most was about how the difference between the male and the female brain operates. Would you be able to elaborate a little bit on that? Unless, of course, you'd like to continue along your original vein, and we'll touch on it next hour.
No, that's very, very interesting, because while we were during the break, I was anticipating talking about the difference between the male and the female brain. So you're reading my mind. So many thousand miles away. That's a very interesting subject, because there has been so much written about either the similarity or the differences between the male and the female brain. But being a cyberneticist, I look at the big picture instead of the narrow picture. It's always easier to design something complex. It's very difficult to design something that is very simple. And it takes a long time of tweaking to get something simple. What has happened in since the start of psychology is to make the brain study very complex, and what we found was that it's extremely simple, and it has to be just from a genetic point of view, because the only source of input, the architecture, the design, and the manifestation, the physical manifestation of a person is contained with a pair of chromosomes, many pairs of chromosomes, in the single fertilized ova. So that is then divided, and then those are divided, and they are divided and multiplied, and finally you get a body, and you get a person and a brain. So the brain and the central nervous system is just a replication of many identical elements, because it's just it can't be complex. It's got to be very, very simple. So what the mistake that most people make is that they look at the brain as being some sort of a magical crystal ball, and they say, well, gee, the male and the female act differently. They behave differently. Therefore, their brains must be different. In reality, from our study, the brain is almost identical. The difference is not the brain, but the central nervous system itself. The female has a different role that she has demands made on her that the male does not have. And for her to fulfill her role, she has to have much more sensitivity to her environment, and not only her environment, but her offspring's environment. And where the male is a couch potato, when his wife would say, you know, watch the kids, he'll try to make an acknowledgement that he will, but that lasts a very short period of time, and the kids are on their own, because he's just not wired, and that's really the proper way of describing it. He is not wired for that type of task.
I've noticed that men kind of thrive on interaction, whereas a lot of times childcare is just kind of sitting back and observing, and I'm just not that good at that. Much better when I'm actually interacting, you know, hands-on, playing, that kind of thing.
No, it is. But in the case of the female, their visual view, their capability of seeing out the side of their head instead of with blinders that the male has on and can only see straight forward, offers a large amount of additional information in hearing. They can hear higher pitches and also lower intensity than the male of sound. In smelling, they smell much more sensitive than the male smells. Their taste is much more sensitive than the male. The touch, the feeling of touch, is much more sensitive. In virtually all of the five senses, the female is picking up and transmitting back into the brain many times more data than is going back to the male's brain. Now, this is all necessary so that the sensitivity is necessary so that she can be aware of potential problems, not only to herself but also to the offspring and their living conditions. The brain is still processing at the same rate, same speed, same amount of data can pass through it. So this is where we see the behavior changes, that the female is much more is processing much more data and has much more opportunity to come up with different conclusions based on this vast amount of new data, which she can go into information overload a lot faster than the male can. And so the male operates at less amount of data. Therefore, they can come to a conclusion very quickly, which is necessary if they get into an aggressive kind of a situation where the male is being attacked physically and or even mentally, that his fight or flight reflex has to be responsive very quickly. He can't analyze what to do. In fact, the training of a boxer is to make decisions faster than the brain can make those decisions. So it has to be second hand. Literally, a boxer can be knocked out and still continue fighting because the conscious part of the brain can be shut down, and the training and condition reflexes that he has acquired during training allows him to still stay up on his feet and still continue fighting.
What happens if there's hormone changes or new hormones introduced? Like, you know how bisphenylalanine, the BPA in the plastic bottles and stuff like that, mimics estrogen in the body? Would that change a male's brain function?
The males or the females?
Males or females, in the rule.
Well, the problem that you're running into right now is that the commercial area of both the food industry and everything associated with that, as well as the medicine industry, is to introduce toxic materials. Basically, plastic is cheap and it's easy to work with, And whereas in the days past, all your milk was always in glass bottles, and even your Coke and was glass, and which are totally non-toxic. What has happened is that we're now into a phase of trying to make people sick purposefully, because if you can make them sick, then you can glean some money from them. But if they're healthy, you can't get any money from them.
Yeah, there's just no money in healthy people these days.
That's right.
You know, I mean, health care, what is health care? It's not actually caring for your health. It's caring for the health of somebody's bank account, but certainly not yours.
That's right.
Yeah. Dr. Victor H. Fisher, brain expert, is my guest for the next hour as well, and we will be talking about a lot of interesting things. One element that I would like to explore as well is when you're moving house and the nesting syndrome, differences between males and females. Any man who's ever moved house with his missus knows that she starts going, it appears to the man as if she's going crazy. And Victor will be able to explain exactly why that happens, because of the intense nesting instinct. We'll be right back after the break at the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.